We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State.
10, 5, touchdown TCU, 75-yard sprint.
West Virginia knocks off the Texas Longhorns.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Kennedy Brooks just won OU Texas.
Light the tower green, the Baylor Bears are 2021 Big 12 Conference Champions.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, welcome in. Oklahoma State and TCU will play their first conference games this weekend, both going undefeated in the non-cons. And Sonny Dykes gets the win for the Horned Frogs at SMU.
You know, we didn't do much offensively in the second half. I was a little disappointed in what we did there, and we gave up, you know, a touchdown in the two-minute drill. And so a lot of things we've got to get corrected. We're certainly going to have to play better moving forward in the Big 12. But, you know, man, every single win, that win means the world. I mean, it just does. They're hard to get. I'm glad this is over. You know, I'm hopeful now that we can just go on and I can coach my team and not have to deal with some of the stuff we've been dealing with.
Sonny, no stranger to coaching against his former teams. Now he'll have to coach his team up for their home game with Oklahoma, 11 a.m. on ABC. And they'll have to try to slow down Marvin Mims, third in the Big 12, 99 yards per game, 18 catches. Mims, 22 yards per catch. He's going to challenge that TCU defense that still needs to come along a bit. They still got to work a few things out. And that is a work in progress for TCU. It could be a big day for Marvin Mims. Now, you talk about pride and puffing out the chest this week. The Texas Tech Red Raiders and Kansas State Wildcats both deserve to be strutting around with their heads held high. Tech was down 31-17 against Texas. forced overtime. Game went into overtime, and then the defense rose to the challenge.
First and 10, you've got Sanders in motion, going to line up in the H on the right side. Handoff goes to Bijan Robinson. He gets hit. He fumbled. He fumbled. He fumbled. The Red Raiders got it. He fumbled, and the Red Raiders got it. Bijan Robinson fumbled the football, and the Red Raiders got it.
Brian Jensen on the call. Texas Tech pulls off the upset. Crowd goes crazy. Tech gets fined $50,000. They get their first tongue lashing from Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark. But the big pull away from this game for me, and it's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. That fumble may have cost Bijan Robinson the Heisman Trophy. I mean, I really believe that. Now listen, his name has been mentioned. He's up there as one of the early favorites. I know there's a lot of football left. But you cost your team an opportunity in overtime in a conference game. And if the numbers continue to put Bijan in that Heisman conversation, and if he's a finalist, well, you've got to be looking to see where Texas finishes. I mean, if it wasn't in the Big 12 title game, and it was an early loss to Texas Tech that played a huge factor in that, yeah, my Heisman winner can't be someone who fumbled in an overtime loss. So I'm counting him out now. At least this game gets tucked away. That's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper. I've got a part two to What's Your Beef here. But Kansas State took down Oklahoma 41-34. Adrian Martinez, 21 of 34. 234 yards with a touchdown pass, no interceptions. And he also ran for 148 with four touchdowns. So here's part two of What's Your Beef. I'm not sold on Adrian Martinez yet. He passed one big test. I would maybe call this a mid-semester quiz or early semester quiz. Look, it was up against a new defense. I get it. It's Oklahoma, but this isn't really anything new for the Wildcats. They've now won three of their last four against the Sooners. Second time in a row in Norman. Adrian played great, and they needed him to. But are the concerns gone because of one game? I'm going to need to see more. Full body of work going back to Nebraska. There were big question marks coming into this game. He answered them for this one, but it's one game. Now, can he follow it up? And this week shouldn't be an issue. He's at home with Deuce. If they can protect the ball, the Wildcats should be sitting in a position where Texas was last week, up a couple of touchdowns. And score-wise, K-State should be at least in the mid-20s by the end of the third quarter. If K-State does that and Adrian Martinez has a clean game, I'm more of a believer, but not after one game and what may be considered an upset. But, I mean, how many times do you have to keep beating a team before it doesn't become an upset anymore? So I'm not sold yet. Show me more than just one game, Adrian Martinez. What's Your Beef? Presented by Old Trapper. Great for tailgates. The official beef jerky of the Big 12. The best two games on the schedule are at 2:30. Iowa State at Kansas and Oklahoma State at Baylor. These games will be highlighted later here on Big 12 this week. A couple of guests that I'll have on. A rematch of the Big 12 championship game. Quite frankly, this could be a preview of the Big 12 title game. Baylor, no surprises from them. You're going to get deliberate, methodical offense. Maybe sneak a big play on you if they can. Oklahoma State coming off the bye week. I would have liked a Big 12 game under their belt if you're a Cowboys fan, but you know, the week off, it gave this defense another week to get familiar with defensive coordinator Derek Mason. You get a chance to watch Baylor. OSU offensively will run some tempo to try to tire out Baylor's D-line. It's a great game, and we'll talk with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, later on Big 12 this week. And then the Jayhawks, you expect another sellout crowd in Lawrence, the only 4-0 team in the Big 12. Their offense is fun to watch. And where Iowa State had to deal with, like I said, that deliberate Baylor offense in their Big 12 opener. This week, they're going to have to be on their toes because they won't know what Jalen Daniels is going to do with the ball. He could run in different situations, hand it off to one of his two or three dangerous backs, and if he does throw, he's going to make good decisions. He hasn't turned the ball over. I mean, they're fundamentally sound. Daniel leads a Kansas offense that is averaging 47 points per game.
Man, you do a great job of putting your players in position to be successful. I talk about that all the time in our program, right? Players, formations, plays. And I think that's what you see is you see a young man that certainly has talent, and he's being put in great position to use his talent, and he's enjoying playing the game, and he's putting his team in great position to have success.
That's Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell, who says the Kansas run game will be a challenge for the Cyclones' defense.
This group is going to challenge every facet of that. You know, I think what they do pre-snap to what they do post-snap is they constantly put your eyes and your discipline in conflict. And, you know, we're just going to have to do a great job of doing that. You know, the growth from last week to this week for us is going to have to be critical for our success.
And we will talk about this Kansas surge as they prepare for homecoming with David Lawrence, who's the analyst on the Kansas radio network. So two guests for you on Big 12 this week. You know, listen, and I don't know. I said those were the two highlight games of the week, but, man, West Virginia at Texas, 6:30 now on FS1. A couple of weeks ago, if you're looking at this, it's a throwaway game. You're going, meh, Mountaineers and Longhorns? Yeah. The talk of Neil Brown on the hot seat. I was even asking, boy, is it getting a little warmer? Well, all of that talk came after a 7-point loss to Pitt in Pittsburgh. 70,000 fans, most fans ever to see a game in Pittsburgh. Then they lost to Kansas. All of a sudden, that loss doesn't look all that bad. They right the ship with Towson, then another rivalry game last week in front of 65,000 in Blacksburg, beating Virginia Tech 33-10. Offense and defense scoring 4 field goals. West Virginia head coach Neil Brown.
Felt great about our preparation coming in, and this is one of the toughest venues to come in and play. But I've really felt good. This is something that we've been thinking about for a long time once this was going to be a Thursday night game on a short week. Thought we played fast tonight. We were really physical. We'll start with defense. That's how we play defense here. You know, we had an aberration a couple weeks ago against Kansas, credit to them. But that's not how we're going to play defense here. I thought tonight was closer. You look at 35 yards rushing. I thought our D-line was really dominant in the game. 2 of 12 on third and fourth downs. Did a much better job getting off the field.
Look, they're not going to go into Texas and be intimidated. I told you, neutral site rivalry game, road rivalry game. Listen, the Longhorns and their fans are going to be amped up at a 6:30 start, but it's not going to be 120 degrees on the field. What's the quarterback situation? All of a sudden, I mean, this, and I don't know if I'm necessarily predicting that Texas will win. I just don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a close game. And a couple of weeks ago, you looked at this on the schedule and said, well, Texas, easy, big. Now all of a sudden, I don't know. West Virginia is not going to back down. So that's what we've got on tap this week. And we'll get into our guests and much, much more here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a six unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can download the show as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Search Big 12 This Week and check it out on your free time. It's time now to look at women's athletics in the Big 12, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. The Texas Tech Lady Raiders basketball program, in conjunction with the 100 Black Men of West Texas, have teamed up for a collaboration with the newly formed Black Women of West Texas chapter in Lubbock. As part of this collaboration, the programs will work together with various local community service initiatives inside Lubbock and the surrounding areas. And the 100 Black Men of West Texas is an organization that places an emphasis on empowering and supporting African Americans with the hope of making Lubbock a better place. The University of Texas and DePaul, their women's basketball programs, will play a charity exhibition game on Sunday, October 30th at Moody Center. All proceeds from the event will be donated to the Uvalde CISD Moving Forward Foundation, an organization to support rebuilding Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. And it was an eventful month of September for former Oklahoma State golfer Maya Stark. In August, she won the Handa World Invitational to earn her ticket to the LPGA, and she decided to join the tour immediately and is competing as a rookie now for the rest of the year. Stark became the 24th former cowgirl to receive her LPGA tour card. She was previously playing on the Ladies European Tour, where she racked up 4 career tournament wins since 2021. Good luck to Maya Stark. Texas is number 1, Baylor number 13 up from 14, and Kansas getting votes in the AVCA top 25 poll for women's volleyball. Kansas 11-3 on the year. They lost last week in a 5-set thriller to the Longhorns. And that is our look at women's athletics in the Big 12, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Kansas on the rise, the only 4-0 team in the Big 12. We'll talk with David Lawrence, the analyst on the Kansas Radio Network, next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sprouts is everything you love about a farmer's market. You'll find great prices on the season's freshest fruits and vegetables, high-quality meats, responsibly sourced seafood, and a huge assortment of vitamins and supplements. There's always something new to discover. Shop aisles of good-for-you groceries fit for any lifestyle, from plant-based and organic to gluten-free and keto. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there, be on location.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh,
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Back on Big 12 this week, you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. One of the biggest and best surprises, not only in the Big 12, but in college football, the Kansas Jayhawks off to a 4-0 start. And they'll be at home Saturday at 2:30 against Iowa State. Joining us from the Kansas Radio Network is David Lawrence. David, nice to have you on the program again. Man, there's a buzz going on in Lawrence and around the country. Many people feeling they should be in the top 25.
Well, that'll work itself out, right? And it's great to be on with you. And, you know, I've been doing this for about 40 years. So, obviously, I'm excited. You know, I'm a big Kansas football has been a big part of my life since I played there. And you know, I get excited every year, but certainly this year is a little bit different in watching the number of fans that are coming out to support Kansas and just excited to have football be a big part of our community in Jayhawk Nation.
I was just going to ask you about the fans, a sellout in the win over Duke. Celebrating, not acting like idiots or animals out on the field. There's just a great vibe right now in Lawrence, Kansas, isn't there?
Yeah, it feels great, and we're fun to watch. You know, our offense, they get going and on a roll. They're as entertaining as you can see in college football right now. But we also know that there's a long road ahead of us. But you know, fans have been wanting to see, you know, a college football team that, you know, can go out there and compete and win games for a while now. And most of them remember the days of Mark Mangino and what he was able to do in the early 2000s. And they are anxious and excited and hungry to get it back.
Yeah, 2007 was a big year, an Orange Bowl victory, 12-1. David Lawrence joining us from the Kansas Radio Network. As you look back on last season, were there any signs, and I'm not saying that, you know, you could have predicted 4-0. I mean, it's tough to predict wins, but was there anything that you saw in the field that at least led you to the point that, hey, we're moving in the right direction, and this will be interesting to see how this carries over in 2022?
Absolutely. You know, the early part of the season when we played Duke and Coastal Carolina, I mean, they literally it just kind of rolled out their offenses. A lot of people remember we didn't hire Coach Leipold until after spring ball. And so they didn't really get the kids, you know, as far as out on the field in a practice situation until August. And early on, you know, you could tell that that was occurring. But as the season went along, you know, we had Duke down to the wire. It was a miraculous play for Oklahoma that allowed them to come back and beat Kansas at home. And then, you know, really struggled against Kansas State. And then, lo and behold, we go to Austin, Texas to pull out a victory. And then, you know, we proved that wasn't a fluke by competing very strongly with West Virginia and TCU. And so, yeah, there were a lot of signs. This team, the culture, not making mistakes, doing winning plays, was apparent and improved throughout last season. So absolutely, you could tell that we had the right guy from, you know, the first week going forward. It just got better and better.
David Lawrence with us here on Big 12 This Week. And our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Kansas hosting Iowa State 2:30. You can catch the game, of course, on the Kansas radio network, and then it'll also be on TV on ESPN2. So some national coverage here for the Jayhawks. Let's talk about that offense. You talked about how it's dynamic, and Jalen Daniels, named Big 12 Player of the Week. But talk about him and talk about what makes this offense so dynamic and so explosive.
Well, Andy Kotelnicki, I mean, there's a lot of coaches that do this. Maybe not as many of them really follow through as well as what Andy has done. He is our offensive coordinator, and you know, he's always believed in just utilizing the talent that he has been given. But Jalen Daniels was recruited a couple of years ago by the previous staff, and you know, I could see a lot of things in, we call him JD, that immediately became apparent that he had a bright future. We threw him out there, though, perhaps, you know, earlier than, you know, he should have been thrown out there. He was 17 years old, and he didn't have a very good offensive line around him. But there were some signs of the arm strength, his athleticism, charisma, leadership, that made it, I think, apparent there that he was going to be a future, you know, good player. The stardom that he has received, though, is maybe even more than what we anticipated. I said before the season started that there's a lot of things important in college football, little things that you have to do, but turnovers and the play of your quarterback is going to matter more than anything, in my opinion, and that's been the case. We have played mistake-free. The number of penalties has been lower. We play smart. We make winning football plays. And we've taken care of the ball overall. We were a negative at turnovers against Duke, and that's why it finished close. But we really, you know, did a great job with that versus West Virginia and Houston. And Jalen Daniels is played as well as any quarterback in the country. He, to my point earlier, he's athletic, he's very fast, and he's strong. So he, you know, he's a strong runner, but also he's a quarterback. He can run going right, he can run going left, he can throw off his back foot, he can throw off balance. He makes all kinds of winning football plays, and he can make good decisions on, you know, whether to run or pass. And he has made something happen on third down situations that, quite frankly, we had nothing. And he takes off and picks up the first down. So he's, you know, he's been great. But Kotelniki has used a nice running back room to make it very difficult when he puts all three running backs out there with Jalen Daniels and Devin Neal, Daniel Hinshaw, Savion Morrison, and Kai Thomas and Torrey Loughlin are the running backs. And he found a way to utilize all of them. Neal and Hinshaw probably have stood out the most and, you know, achieved the most yards running thus far. But I think all of them could be a big part of this offense. So he's integrating some options and, you know, doing power options, sweeps, plants and pass, RPOs, jet sweeps, you know, you name it. And he's done it all, and with the chance of Jalen Daniels running off of any of those. So it is very difficult. And what's really impressive to me is that, you know, we haven't had mistakes. You know, we haven't had, you know, personnel problems where we've had to call timeouts. You know, we haven't had, you know, too many people in the backfield, line of scrimmage or whatever. I mean, they've been able to integrate it, and looks like they've been practicing it forever. You know, that's been a part of the package, playing as mistake-free as what you could expect from a college football team that is growing. But we also know it's early in the season. Our competition, starting with Saturday, is only going to get better. And we expect a very, very good Iowa State team to come in on Saturday, starting from a loss against Baylor last week, and then it just goes from there. The Big 12 is an outstanding conference, but we're going to be a part of it. You know, we're going to compete each and every week, and I don't think these guys are afraid of anyone. They're, you know, they're ready to attack anyone, and I'm sure that the defensive coordinators around the conference, you know, they're reaching out to see what they can do to kind of slow down Andy Kotelniki's offense and Jalen Daniels. But that's, you know, that's what makes college football fun, because I'm sure that we'll be making adjustments as the defenses make adjustments, and we'll see how that turns out.
David Lawrence joining us from the Kansas Radio Network, and to his point about the run game, Daniel Hinshaw, Devin Neal, Jalen Daniels, all in the top 13 in the Big 12 in terms of rushing average. And as a team, Kansas second in the conference just behind K-State. And then, you know, the passing numbers down a little bit, but Jalen Daniels completing 71% of his passes, one of the top marks in the conference. So this offense is certainly rolling. What challenges, David, as we look ahead to our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, the Jayhawks hosting the Cyclones. What's the biggest challenge that the Cyclones defense presents for your offense?
I think what's unique about them, as I watched them on tape last night, is the size of their secondary is rather daunting and impressive. You know, they've got a 6'4 safety. They got 6'2 corners. They are very, very physical. They've got a linebacking core made up of fifth-year seniors in Vance and Vaughn. And then Will McDonald is a record-setting rush end back for his fifth season. So, you know, it's just a culture that has developed, a great football program that we have seen in the last decade under Matt Campbell. And he's, you know, he'd lost a lot of seniors to the league and others, but he has restocked the shelves and a very experienced offensive line. But defensively, they are very, very physical, and they have not given up much at all. And even though they took the loss to Baylor, you still see them atop of a conference in several defensive categories.
David Lawrence from the Kansas Radio Network. It's exciting times there in Lawrence. Enjoy homecoming, and thanks for coming on. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference, and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Sprouts is everything you love about a farmer's market. You'll find great prices on the season's freshest fruits and vegetables, high-quality meats, responsibly sourced seafood, and a huge assortment of vitamins and supplements. There's always something new to discover. Shop aisles of good-for-you groceries fit for any lifestyle, from plant-based and organic to gluten-free and keto. Sprouts Farmer's Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show on Sirius XM, Channel 375, on Thursday nights, 6 Eastern. Check it out. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, with us as we've got another key matchup here, Oklahoma State and Baylor. Dave, nice to visit with you again.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Good to be with you, too.
All right, let's get into this bye week talk. What are the advantages and disadvantages to having a bye week so early in the season?
Yeah, ideally, Coach Gundy feels like it would be better to do it, maybe after week 5 or week 6. For a younger team like Oklahoma State is on the back end defensively, it certainly gives you a chance to make any additional corrections or enhancements, kind of gives everybody a chance to catch their breath. No one played extensive snaps against Pine Bluff, and so in essence, in some ways, physically, they've had 2 weeks off, which is probably a good thing. I don't know if there are any disadvantages. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of rust, but I think you'd see that more in a quarterback, and Spencer Sanders has so much experience that that shouldn't be an issue.
Well, that's good. Oklahoma State and Baylor here, a first Big 12 game for the Cowboys. Let's start with the defense. How do they look? Are they getting more comfortable with Derek Mason at defensive coordinator?
Most definitely. And defensive line wise, I mean, they had so much coming back and they've been very good once again. opponents are struggling to run it against them, you know, only giving up 111 yards per game on the ground. Pro Football Focus has Oklahoma State as the fifth best run defense in the country. You've got a defensive line starting group that averages about 24 years of age apiece. So these guys are old and they've played a lot. And then on the back end defensively, you know, you've got new linebackers. You have new starters on the back end, except for Jason Taylor at one of the safety spots. That is ongoing. But there's definitely been signs of progress among the linebackers, Xavier Benson and Mason Cobb. Those guys are getting their feet wet, getting a lot more comfortable with what's going on. So it's definitely better. And, you know, the Central Michigan game was a little bit unusual in that they jumped out to that huge lead and then Central Michigan made a push late. So it's perhaps a bit deceiving, but they've been good.
Yeah, you look at the yards, 376 yards per game against the three non-conference opponents. That first game, though, that they kind of had that one in the books, and I thought that was kind of just some mop-up yards there by the opponent in that week one game. But, you know, one thing that – a stat that, to me, is really starting to stick out, maybe coaches and those deep into football – see the importance of this one, but man, I'm really looking at the tackles for loss and those negative plays, how that really changes. And man, Oklahoma State, I think they're averaging 10 a game. I mean, those are big plays when you push the offense backward. And right now, Oklahoma State is doing a great job of that.
And that was something that was a big part of their success last year. You get people off schedule and off the chains. And I think against Baylor, that's especially important because Baylor is a team that, while it will take some shots down the field, I mean, Blake Shapen is eighth in the conference in deep throws attempted. They really want to run the ball and use the short passing game. The joker in the deck in all of that is Baylor's aggressiveness on fourth down. So the thing about Baylor is you may get them off schedule, and even if you get them into a fourth down and three, fourth down and four, fourth down and two, there's a decent chance they may go for it. So there's a bit of a psychological combat, I think, that goes on when you play a team that is very aggressive on fourth down. But back to the tackles for loss. I mean, that's your defensive line. That's your experienced guys like Brock Martin and Brendan Evers, Colin Oliver, who was a freshman All-American last year. Those guys making a big, big impact.
Dave Hunziker is voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Earlier, we were previewing Iowa State at Kansas. I called that our can't-miss game of the week just because of the start that Kansas is off to. But you know what? Both games going out at the same time, 2:30. Oklahoma State and Baylor, rematch of the Big 12 championship game. Listen, I can call this the can't-miss game of the week as well, presented by Tickets for Less. I have no problems doing that on my show. This is a lot of similarities. You talked about Baylor's offense, and they're really deliberate and no surprises. So for Coach Gundy and for Coach Mason, no real surprises expected in this game. You kind of know what you're going to get from Dave Aranda.
You do, and it's a fairly deliberate offense. You know, they want to possess the ball. They want to run clock. Defensively, very, very good. And very good against the run. It's interesting that, and so you think about Oklahoma State last year. Oklahoma State had the best performance rushing the ball against Baylor of any team that Baylor faced. And on the same page, so to speak, Oklahoma State did a better job defending the run against Baylor than any team the Bears faced. Now, it's different players, different personnel this year, on both sides with some similarities, but it's they don't turn the ball over. They're good in special teams. It's sort of a slow death. Last year, both teams were sort of anaconda-like in that they wanted to kill you slowly. This year, Oklahoma State wants to play fast. It is a contrast of styles that will make this game really interesting. Oklahoma State wants to play fast on offense. Baylor wants to play slow. It almost sounds like a basketball game. Who can control tempo?
Yeah, that's a great point. Running back Dominic Richardson said that Oklahoma State needs to set the tone early. He mentioned his offensive line a couple of times about landing that first punch. But there's a big punching bag on the other side of that line for Baylor. Nose tackle Siaki Ika, 358 pounds, and that's a big concern for Oklahoma State.
Well, he is a big-time NFL prospect. He's a first-round draft pick, without a doubt. Coach Gundy has said he should be playing in the NFL right now. He just knocks everything back into the backfield. And he was a problem for Oklahoma State last year. And, you know, the thing is, they have basically all of their starters back on the defensive line. And they added Jackson Player, who is two-time first-team All-American Conference at Tulsa, a player that we've seen who we really, really like. And Player started alongside Ika last week at Iowa State. So they played more extensively together. That was because of injury to Maxwell. But at any rate, that's a big deal. You know, Oklahoma State offensive line-wise, you know, how good are they? I don't know that we know for sure. We will know after Saturday because Baylor's defensive line will definitely challenge them in a way that they have not been challenged in, you know, in no way whatsoever.
That's Dave Hunziker. I'm Bill Pollack. Stick around. We've got more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full.
25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. My guest, Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Dave, that part of that wanting to run tempo, is that to kind of wear down a big guy like Ika and to keep that defensive line on their heels and wear them down a little bit?
Sure it is. I mean, that's the ideal scenario, is that you really wear them down. You get a high play volume. You go really fast. You don't allow them to substitute and match up with any kind of packages. And you just kind of create stress, physical and mental stress. And that's exactly what they want to do. And, you know, can you do it successfully against a really good team? That is what is compelling to me as much as anything in this game is, can Oklahoma State, they want to play fast. Can you do it against Baylor? If you can do it against Baylor, you can probably do it against just about anybody on your schedule.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game to watch. 2:30, Oklahoma State at Baylor, rematch of the Big 12 title game. Spencer Sanders had turnover issues in the Big 12 title game, and we've talked for a couple of years about his talent and if he can take care of the football. Does he look different this year?
He just has so much more experience. And what it comes down to, and Coach Gundy's talked about this, is, you know, if Spencer is protected, then he's really, really good. If he's not, then not so much. You know, it comes down to, you know, can the offensive line protect him? And if they can, then things usually turn out pretty good for Oklahoma State. If they don't, then it's a problem. That's true of most quarterbacks, really. I mean, stop and think about it. So, you know, what can they protect him? And can they give him time? Can they keep deep Baylor out of the backfield? If they can do that, it allows him to sort of run around and not only make plays throwing it, but as people that follow the Big 12 know, make plays running it. That's a huge piece to this puzzle. Huge.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, with us here on Big 12 This Week. And Dave, there's a lot of time that I need to fill, especially over the summer. And so I go on, not rants, but I like to ramble and talk about things. And when the news came out that Texas and Oklahoma would be leaving one day, you know, I said, look, there's an opportunity for teams to rise to the top, to be the teams that you talk about when you talk about the Big 12. And I mentioned Baylor and Oklahoma State. And this was before the Big 12 championship game. I've been talking about this for a while. Like, these were two programs that had a chance to rise, and now they ended up playing in the Big 12 championship game. Could Oklahoma State and Baylor be that new Big 12 marquee rivalry? Or maybe it already
is. It could be. I mean, I think it definitely could be. I think it's certainly headed toward the direction of these two teams being the elite teams in what is the new Big 12. So I think that's most definitely in play. And Oklahoma State's had the sustainability. They've been to a bowl game every season since Coach Gundy's first year. That's a streak that started in 2006 and is ongoing. Baylor has had runs of high level success. They have had some dips that Oklahoma State has not had, but with Dave Aranda, that may not be the case anymore. So I absolutely think, yes, this could be a battle of, you know, and I think it sort of starts on Saturday to an extent. You know, these two teams are going to fight for the top of the new Big 12 and the current Big 12 for that matter. And Saturday is a big part of that storyline for sure.
Could this be a preview of a Big 12 championship game rematch?
Oh, it could be. There's so many screwy things that have happened in our conference. I would be hesitant to even offer a thought on that, because right now, as somebody asked me the other day, the biggest question in the Big 12 is not really necessarily who's going to win it, who's going to finish last. That's probably a harder question to answer.
Yeah, that is. That's a great point. What has been Coach Gundy's biggest reason for his success and longevity?
Just the ability, I think, to adapt to his personnel. Like this year, Oklahoma State is throwing it more than they're running it. They're playing fast. It's the first time that they've done that in 4 years, you know, so they can adapt, but yet they're consistent in what they do. They can adapt to their personnel, but their approach remains the same. It's just a matter of which plays they run. They're going to run the same plays out of several different formations, you know, and again, as much as anything too, it's the culture. I mean, you just don't, you don't hear of Oklahoma State players getting into trouble. You don't hear of Oklahoma State guys, you know, they lost some guys in the transfer portal, but, you know, there's just a lot of stability with the culture. I think there's a lot of buy-in because they may not always get a bunch of 4 and 5 stars, but they're very good at creating culture by getting guys that fit here, and they can identify talent that other people they identify players as talented that other people don't, that they miss. And if there's just a litany of guys in the NFL that are Oklahoma State guys that were not that highly recruited, and Oklahoma State saw something that other schools didn't see.
A great Saturday afternoon for the Big 12 with two key games at 2:30. And Dave Hunziker will have the call on the Oklahoma State Cowboys radio network. Dave, appreciate the visit, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right. Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
We're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
We are out of time. I want to thank my guest, Dave Hunziker, Oklahoma State Radio Network, and David Lawrence, Kansas Radio Network. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your games this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Bill Pollack for Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the 2022 Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.